Amy Johnson.
Thank you. Hello, Joelle.
Hi.
Can that third line, Teasdale, Landeasy, Paling, every night they seem to have multi-point nights recently. Can you just talk about the strength of the chemistry that's really forming with those three?
Well, I mean, my plan with this was to give Ryan some guys that were heavy on the plate to kind of create some momentum. And I think that responded real well together. I think they like playing together. I can see their enthusiasm on the bench. They have some heavy shift in the ozone. They keep it simple. They keep it clean. They keep it north. So I think they like the momentum that they create for the team. And like you said, they're getting points. Like, it's not like they're just banging, crashing, and, you know, they're getting their chances. Again, tonight they got a lot of chances. They got a couple of big goals for us. So it's a matter of finding guys that complete you. And like I said, at the beginning of the year, I was playing bingo a little bit. Now we got thinner in the lineup. We lost quite a few players up front. So we're starting to get some rhythm with our line. We'll get Veilleux back tomorrow, which it's going to be good for our lineup. But you're right, those three guys, they complete each other well.
McNiven, with his third win, are you pleased with how dependable he's been despite the irregularity of his starts?
Well, I'm very happy. And you have to look at the big picture. The reason why he didn't play more, it's not because we didn't want to put him in. Is the when after the first weekend, he got called up to the taxi squad. People seem to forget that. So there's no way he could play for us. And we had like five games in that week, and he wasn't with us. When he got back, we went 9 days without playing. Mm-hmm. So now he was away for a few weeks. So we got him in a game the week before. And now the plan is to give him more start because he deserves it. He's a guy that I'm very proud of. And tonight he fought again, made some big save and won his game. So, again, we're in the process of playing the young guy and giving them mileage, and he's one of them.
Excellent. Thank you, Joel.
Thanks.
Last question. We'll go with Jared Book.
Hi, Joel. You mentioned the momentum that the Paling, Landeasy line formed. That sequence in the second period where Lucas gets the puck off the blue line, off the red line, the goal line, McNiven makes a big save. They come right back the other way and get that 3-1 goal. How important was that for you guys tonight?
Well, it was a big goal because, as you get deep in the game, they're a fast team. They're coming at us. So, we're going to be a bit tired. Our style of play is tiring. So, they're going to give it a push. So you want to have the cushion, but it was well-deserved. It was well played coming back to the position. We're telling the guy, and then we relaunch it like we wanted. So it was a big goal, and Joe stopped on that loose puck. A lot of time guys will go turn the corner. We have those habits for a reason, and Joe scored that goal because he stopped. I know it's demanding. I know I'm hard and I'm asking them a lot, but the guys are really buying in the structure to give that fewer shot to to Stockton. I mean, they're an overwhelming team offensively. And they're well coached and they do a good job. So for us to be in the game and to take that lead on the road and, to take, it was a good goal, but it was a good second period where I feel for a while there, we really got it going.
And, you mentioned a lot of times how young this team is this year. In the third period, things were getting a little bit chippy, physical. How happy are you with the way that your team responded in that third period?
Well, I think we got to be proud of the way they're handling themselves with everything that I'm asking them, the demand, every details, but then they still stay in the game where they play hard and they're not thinking too much. And, at the end of the game, I got Teasdale and Harvey Pinard on the ice for the last minute when the goal lead, and they did a tremendous job with Joe Blandizzi. And, we got Tubby back there. That's young guys. So I feel the young guys are taking a lot of minutes, a lot of responsibility. The other night, it's Ryan and Elo Nen that scored a big goal tonight. So you're right. All the young guys are in the mix. And it's fun to see that, they can get success and they got to get better. And the veteran are helping them out. But I feel we had pushed back when it was time.
Thanks.